All I want to know is listen to what the man says. GGBD. GCGC. CEG. What is the significance of those letters? They are a combination of the notes played on one of the most iconic chords known in music. Those are the chords played together by George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Martin's piano in the song Hard Day's Night.
Fascinating, fascinating. Look at you, Mr. Professor of Musicology.
I say this only to imply and relate that these are not the songs you're going to get on this podcast. Where that is one of the greatest songs ever heard, we're going to flip the table and bring you one of the greatest songs you've never heard. That is this podcast. I am Phil, the guy chuckling and chewing gum on the other side of the world is Chris Cochran. Chris, how are things today?
Wonderful, and I'm not chewing any gum today.
Oh, just like,
yeah,
making mouth sounds. That's all right.
I guess apparently. I listened to this new microphone. I got a new microphone, right. And I can't hear myself in the microphone, so I don't know when mouth sounds are being made. I'm totally at a loss here.
You know, Chris is really actually a broadcast studio now. It's really very impressive. I've been listening when I'm posting some of our episodes. I'll edit them and post them. I hear my breathing. All I hear is between.
Yeah. You and your ex-girlfriend both.
Yes. I'm not doing the drum, the rim shot because then
thank
I have
you,
to
thank you.
Pull it. Yeah, you bet. Just maybe for our benefit. Anyway, yes. So I open this with one of the literally iconic chords of all time that many have tried to replicate, and only when it was found out that there were multiple people playing that at the same time. You know, it's been called actually the most analyzed chord in music history. So
really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I remember in the green room at church, Todd was trying to mimic this, but he didn't realize there was more instruments than just one because his fingers are like, it's just all over the place. I didn't actually even mention the note, the single note that Paul McCartney's bass played, and that was G. So George Harrison's 12-string guitar played the GGBD on the lower strings. John Lennon's acoustic guitar played the GCGC. George Martin's piano is just CEG, which is just your basic chord. CEG, yeah, that's just a basic C major chord. So I don't know. I love the fact that that one chord has caused so much angst.
Oh, it makes total sense though, because I mean, so much of what the Beatles do is such that ingrained into our culture and ingrained into the soundtrack of our lives. It's one of those things that if as a musician you go, how did they do that? I've been playing my guitar a lot more because I got it, the neck redone on it.
Yep.
And so because I've been playing it a lot more, I've been actually realizing how many of the chords that I love. I don't realize that's what the chord is until I try to play it and go, that doesn't sound right. With its simplified chord chart, it doesn't necessarily give me what I want. So it would make total sense that people would analyze that chord, especially because it's such a huge song in our culture and such a huge part of most people's lives. And I don't trust people, by the way, who say, I never understood the Beatles. You could not like them, but not understanding them, being an idiot at that point.
That's a character flaw. They have an issue. They need to see a doctor for that. But I played a song three episodes ago that ended on a really fun chord. And so I started thinking about chords and how important they are in music. And, you know, it's super easy to play the basics, but when you just start kind of throwing these different notes in, it can take change the entire mood of the song.
Well, Phil, I have a great surprise for you today, because you couldn't possibly... So for those listening for the first time, Phil has no clue what song he's going to hear today.
Up until about a few minutes ago, Chris didn't either. So let's be clear about that.
That is true. That is true. And at the last second, I changed the song that I was going to bring for this episode. And Phil, you would not understand until you hear this song how apropos your introduction for this song is on multiple levels.
I love
multiple
it.
Multiple levels. And I cannot wait to share it with you, because I believe that this song will go on the Phil and Shelley playlist. And at some point, I will be at your house drinking wine, and this song will just magically pop up and play.
Rumor has it that might even be this spring. Rumor has
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, is that what rumor has? That's
well,
true.
I saw your wife say something to somebody else on Facebook. It's like,
we're trying to make it happen.
Back in May.
We are. With that, do you want to hear the song that I've got for you today?
I would love to. Let's do it. There is so much going on here, but I have to preface it all to say, Chris is now demanding I do things like don't click the link I just sent until I tell you to.
Well, I wanted you to have it in advance, and I'm sorry for not sending you the lyrics until halfway through the song, but that's I'm sure right. You weren't missing out on too much.
Well, I'll tell you, you sent them about a third of the way in, but only the doo-doos had come up at that point. So yep. All I want to know is listen to the What the Man Says.
Now you're seeing where this fits in to
a
our
little bit. Yeah, it took me 40 some seconds. Actually, it took me the second time through before I'm listening to the song, but I'm trying to think, oh, where am I hearing this from? And then, oh, yes, you need to know. Yeah.
You know, what's funny about that is this song I've been listening to for almost 25 years now.
Wow.
And my wife said to me today, as I was getting ready, I played this song and she goes, they totally ripped that off from Paul McCartney. And I just was like, oh yeah, you're totally right.
Well, they also ripped off the title from Billy Joel, because I believe this is called Just the Way You Are.
It is called Just the Way You Are. That is correct.
I actually started writing a different name in the title. And yep. Then she started singing that. I'm like, oh. Hell no, this has got to be the title of the song. I think we might have to put an explicit tag on this episode, though, Chris.
Why is that?
Well, one of the lines is, the way you kiss me, the way you're deep inside me.
I think that's about an emotional thing.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah, like down in your soul. Your soulmates, Phil. That's what she's referring to. As opposed to last week when you talked about someone being on top and it was so blatantly explicit.
It was just like it on top. It could be like it where, like it on top, you know, on top of the back of the couch.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it on top of the deck, like it on the roof,
the top. Well, so what is there anything else you wanted to share with me about this song before I give you some details?
Well, I'm thinking of the, what's the SNL spoof when they're in the cars and the guys.
Out at the Roxbury?
Yeah. That whole thing. Yeah. That's, I get that. Kind of that hint. It's a great song. It is a song for sunny days. When you're out on the beach or just enjoying. Yeah. This is a great party song. Like probably even at night. I just see daytime. This is so light and bright and fun and juicy. It's just fun.
Mm. Would you say that it's milky?
Possibly. I think maybe I should say it's milky.
Would you like to know some more about this song?
I can't wait to hear more.
It is called Just the Way You Are, and it's from a group called Milky, actually. Milky is an Italian dance producer team of Giordano Trivelletto and Giuliano Sacchetto. And they teamed up with an Italian singer named Giudita as a lead singer. However, go ahead and click the link that I sent you, Phil, because this is going to be really funny for you. Giudita is a fairly well-known singer in Italy. Go ahead.
Is it Milky I-E or Y?
Y. M-I-L-K-Y. Just the Way You Are. This? From 2002.
Am I going to play this right now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and play. It doesn't really matter if you listen to it. I just wanted to show you something in this video. Because this video is an interesting thing, because this is back in 2002. It was close to something else that I'll refer to in a second. I would not have thought they would have done this. However, on the cover of this album is a person who appears to be the singer of this song. Her name is Sabrina Elal. She's from Egypt, and she was born in Egypt and raised in Germany. And she's in the video, too, as the singer for this song. If you watch the video for Just the Way You Are, she's singing. Only that person is not the person that sang this song. The person that you see in the video and the person that you see on the album cover is actually Sabrina Elal and not Giudita Gaza. And it's ironic that the one born in Italy's last name is Gaza and not the... but I just thought it was hilarious because I've seen this video before and I've actually heard this song a billion times and never realized that the person in the video and on the album cover is not the person that's actually singing. They pulled us a Milli Vanilli on us. And it was close to being that time. And you would have thought they would have been a little more sensitive about that, but they didn't.
Well, so, I mean, in true Milli Vanilli form, she would have had to been on stage lip syncing
Well, that correct? Is true. That is true.
Yeah, because true. I mean, it's one thing to put a different image on the album cover and in the video, even if she's not the one singing, which
right.
begs the question, why not put the one who's singing on?
Good question. And I didn't bother to look up either one. I mean, I thought maybe this Gia Dita Gaza is like hideously ugly, or
maybe
like,
she has three eyes or a nose that's where her cheek is supposed to be or something.
What's even funnier is, again, if you just Google Gia Dita Gaza, who is the one who's supposed to is singing this, you see pictures of the other lady all over the internet. So I don't know why they did not choose her.
Interesting. Maybe that's just very interesting, isn't it? What year did this out? Is this in the mid-90s?
2002.
And what's the name of the album, Chris?
The album is called Star. And there was a couple of different singles off it, but that was the biggest one. It went to number one on the U.S. dance charts, actually. So if you were really big into dance music into the early 2000s in the United States, you may have heard it. What's odd is it never actually reached the charts in Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
I mean, you can have the Knight Rider, who's big in Japan, or whatever the guy's name is. I can't think of his name, but didn't he play Knight Rider? He's huge in Japan and is on a...
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, that's him.
He's big in Germany as well. Yeah.
and like here, we make fun of him, you know?
Right.
This song just makes me want to go, int, 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 int.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I love about it. It's kind of music you play on in the background. You get some work done in the yard. You get some work done at your computer.
Like, yeah, yeah. This is a very energy, an energy generating song. It makes you want to move. Yeah. I love it. Chris, this is awesome. Good. You know, I feel like we're back in a rhythm.
I feel like we are back in a rhythm.
Yeah, after that December, horrific December songs, we're on it right now.
There you go, Milky 2002 from the album Star.
Star.
It is available on all the streaming platforms as well. If you want to go listen to it yourself or listen to their other music.
By the way, that's a great segue. You can go to my Spotify, which I believe I've got in every one of our episodes posts on the bottom. You just click on it. If you're on Spotify, it'll take you right to the Greatest Song You Never Heard playlist, which contains about 90-some% of our songs. Again, admittedly, not every one of these songs is readily available. And so they will not be on. Okay, Chris is laughing about Sorry. Something.
Well, I keep hearing this noise in the background, and it sounds like, can I tell a quick story? So is when it, I was in IT.
Before you tell the story, is this noise coming from some of the listeners?
That's what I'm going to get. Yes, it was snoring. no. So when I was in IT, I had this remote controlled fart machine, and we, as a joke, put it in my coworker's office, and I gave the remote control to one of the guys who sat in a cubicle right outside of his office. So he would just wait till he would walk in his office, and the minute he would walk in his office, he would let off this fart machine, which is up in the ceiling, and he couldn't hear it. So he walks into my office after about 2 weeks of this every day. He walks into my office one day, and he goes, "Does the construction noise bother you?" And I said, "What are you talking?" And I have no clue what he's talking about, because I've totally forgotten. It's been like literally 2 weeks of this. And he goes, "Yeah, don't you hear the construction noise?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "It sounds like someone's downstairs using like an impact wrench, like brrr, brrr, brrr." And I just start dying, because I realized what he was hearing was the fart machine, not a construction noise on the different floor in our office building. And so while you were talking just now, all of a sudden I kept hearing, because I've got my headphones on, so I can't hear what's going on outside. And I thought I was hearing what do you call them? The plows, because it's snowing outside my house. But I looked outside, and it's not actually snowing enough, not cold enough for anything to stick. And so I'm like, "What is that noise?" And so I'm like, while you're talking, like pulling my headphones off, and I'm listening, and I hear, grrr, grrr, and I'm like, "Is someone pranking me with a fart machine here?" And it turns out my wife is downstairs one floor, and she's hanging curtains, so she's drilling holes in the wall for the curtain rods.
With an actual impact wrench.
Yes, and so it's actual construction noise that I'm hearing this time, not a fart noise. So, sorry. I totally derailed this, but I had to tell you what was going on here.
Well, so what's interesting is we go into these episodes with, like on One Time Fridays, I actually have show notes. It's outlined, right? We have zero on this. Zero. And it's so interesting where these episodes go. For instance, I'm talking and I see Chris looking befuddled and take his headphones off. So I'm thinking, okay, I gotta keep talking because something's up over there. And then I see him cracking up. By the way, you bring up have you ever heard of the iFart app?
Yes, from the early days of the App Store. It was like one of the first apps to make $1 million.
Joel Kamm, our friend Joel Kamm.
Interesting.
He spoke at one of our social media conferences here.
Yeah.
Actually keynoted. And he and Aaron are good friends of ours now. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I just thought I'd bring that up because, you know, why not?
Sorry if you're completely derailing us.
If you really want to ridicule us in any way in the English language digitally, go to thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com. Go down in the comments section. We can't promise that we'll post it, but we might. And leave a comment there or on Facebook or what the heck. Why not X Twitter at GSYNH podcast. With that, both Chris and I think I can speak for Chris. Thank you for listening.
You can speak for me.
Up to this point, which is amazing. You are amazing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The Greatest Song You Never Heard.